Good evening. I'm Tavis Brown. I'm from the Dallas, Texas congregation. I desire an interest in your prayers this evening. A burden the Lord laid on my heart, and my desire is that I would present it in the way that He would have it. Desire that what He's given me to share, that it would be in the way that He would have it. And again, I covet your prayers. Depending on Him, can't do anything without Him. Thought this evening is broken pieces. There was something that was already shared in this meeting, earlier in the meeting, about breaking a glass. And I'm sure if we went around the room this evening, I'm fairly certain that every household that's represented here tonight could certainly remember maybe a time in their household where something was shattered in the kitchen. And no doubt, maybe we each have our own individual experience that we could share with that. And I know it's happened to me, you know, and maybe it was a favorite cup or glass that we use, but I'm fairly certain when that happened that there was something. Here's what I suspect took place. And you can let me know if you think I'm going on the right track. You probably gathered the large fragments first. You probably picked those up and put them in a trash or a bag or however you would have disposed of it. And then no doubt you probably got out the broom and start looking for all the small fragments that you could sweep up, and you put those in the same bag or whatever it is. And then more than likely, you probably threw it away. Did you ever, if you recall something like that happening, did it ever cross your mind about trying to take all those pieces and gluing them back together? Did you ever think, well, let me just start with the large pieces. Let me gather all the large pieces and see if I can fit them back in the shape that this cup or mug or whatever it was in. If I could shape that back together, let me start with the large pieces. And then I can take all the little smaller fragments and I could piece all those together as well. That, I don't believe that thought ever crossed your mind. Because why? Why would you attempt to do something like that? Do you think you could do it? It would probably be impossible, right? There's no way. Sometimes is this happened where something could have shattered like a week ago, and then a week later you find some little fragment. Maybe it was underneath something that you didn't sweep, or in a little corner or something somewhere that you didn't, where you couldn't see it. And that maybe it's a month goes by and you find that. But it's essentially probably an impossible task to try to take all of those things from that glass that shattered and try to piece it all together. Oh, I want to encourage you this morning. When you think of that example in a natural sense, I'd like us to think about that spiritually now. And because that is what God's specialty is. He takes broken pieces that are all shattered, that looks like an impossible situation. And what He does is He brings that all together. He has the free gift of salvation that He offers to every person. That's a representation of Him taking those broken pieces and somehow piecing it all back together. There's a passage of scripture, and you know what? That's something that only God can do. You know, we can't do that of our own selves, and we'll talk about that a little later by the help of the Lord. I'd like to begin with a scripture in the Old Testament where the prophet Isaiah, he prophesied of the coming Messiah that was coming to bring deliverance to His creation. So let's begin in Isaiah, the 61st chapter. And that first verse, Isaiah 61 and 1. It says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. When we read that verse, there are several things in that verse that really stick out in my mind. If you wanted, sometimes you read passages and there are certain words that you begin to highlight as you read it. So as you read this, when you think about that verse, first of all, it says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So when God is involved, you know there's something special there. Then it says here that because the Lord hath anointed. When you think about someone that's anointed, they're chosen. They have a special inspiration from on high. So the writer, he's prophesying about one that's coming that's going to have a special anointing upon him. And he said, he's anointed me to preach good tidings. Who doesn't like good tidings? All of us like good news, don't we? When somebody comes along, if they say, I got something to tell you. I got some good news I want to share with you. We're always excited to hear about it. So the prophet here is saying that there's one coming that's going to preach good tidings. But there's a condition here that's given. He said, good tidings unto the meek. So that lets us know that we have a part to play in this, that there's something that I have to bring, that God has to give God something to work with. And it says he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Oh, when we think about maybe all of us at one point in time in our lives, and maybe this is somebody here tonight, when they look, then maybe they're dealing with some brokenheartedness. I want you to know this evening that God came to heal the broke, to bind up the brokenhearted. And it says here to proclaim a liberty to the captives. Would you allow me to just illustrate this evening? What do you think would happen if you went down to the closest jail and you said you opened up the doors for those that are in some kind of sentence and you said, you know what, this is a special offering tonight. We're going to open the doors and if you want to go out, you can be free. How many people do you think would still be in there? I'm pretty sure they would probably empty out. I don't think you'd find too many people that's in there that would say, no, I think I'll just stay here. I'll be all right. Go ahead, close the doors back. I'm just going to stay here. Oh, but when we think about that in the spiritual sense, that's what God is offering to us. Those that are held captive by whatever it might be, you fill in the blank with what it might be. He came to set the captive free. And it says the opening of prison to them that are bound. Just made a notice of that illustration. But just you understand what I mean. If that was offered, those that were bound in prison, they would go running out of there. You'd have to get out the way before they run you over in order to try to get out of that place. So this was prophesied. Oh, but then Jesus came. Then Jesus came. And he fulfilled that prophecy. And when we go to the fourth chapter of Luke, now Jesus is speaking here. And he's letting us know that which was prophesied however many years prior, this is coming to fruition right now. So let's turn to Luke, the fourth chapter and the 18th verse. And it says here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. So we made a note of those specific words that were expressed here in terms of God, this being offered in a spiritual sense, he's offering this to his creation. Whatever category you fall into this evening, I want you to know that God has something special for you tonight. He's made a way for you.
You know, we sing a song. In our book, it says, Jesus, my Savior, came looking for me. I want you to know tonight that God is looking for souls that are broken. He's looking for those that are captive. He's looking for those that are bound by the chains of whatever they may be sin and whatever other disappointments in life. He's come to take all those broken pieces and bring them back together. You know, that's something that's so wonderful when we think about that. How that God, the gift of salvation, when God comes in each and every one of our hearts, that's a miracle that takes place when a soul is set free from the captives of sin. It's a miracle every time we think about the verse. It says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's a miracle that God can take all that we bring to him and he can make something new out of us. He takes all those pieces and he fits them back together somehow and he keeps them fused together. You know, even if you had made an attempt, going back to that analogy of a broken glass or a mug, if you tried to glue it back together, it would be so delicate, you'd have to be careful with it. You probably couldn't even use it. But it would most likely break again. So I want to encourage us tonight that I have some good news. God wants to bring those shattered pieces all back together. And you know what? I want to dispel some tricks that the enemy has tonight that he uses to try to discourage people. I want you to know the enemy is cruel. And he's convinced those that are lost and undone that they fit one of these two conditions. First of all, he lies to people and he says, your condition is so bad. It's so awful. The state that you're in is such that it's beyond repair. I want you to know that that's a lie tonight. It doesn't matter how far, how broken you feel like you are, whatever condition you may be in, God is able tonight to bring those pieces back together and make you and fuse them together. He's the only one that can do it. You know, we can sometimes, and this is the other lie that the enemy tries to use with people. He tries to get them to think, let me make an effort of it. Let me try to take these broken pieces and I'm going to make an attempt to try to put them all together. You know, that's a futile effort. It's not going to happen. It's not possible for a humankind to do that. That's something that only God can do. Salvation is a miracle. And you know what? We sing the song that this is what we need to recognize when we are broken before God, when we have heartache, when we are held captive, when we're bound by the chains of sin. What we need to do is recognize that I need help and recognize that God is standing there with open arms and he's ready and waiting. And you know what? The best thing for us to realize is it doesn't matter what our condition may be. What God wants us to do is like the song that we sing, come just as you are. However you are, just present that to God and allow him to take all those broken pieces and fuse them back together. The song says, just as I am, without one plea. That says, bring it, whatever it is, whatever the condition, bring it to God and let him, if you think it's impossible, it is impossible for you. But I believe the word says that with God, all things are possible. In another place, it says with men, it is impossible, but not with God. So you don't have to worry about how difficult your case might be tonight. God is able to bring all those pieces and he's able to bring them and fuse them back together. In another verse, it says, just as I am poor, wretched, blind, whatever your condition, you fill in the blank with whatever it is. I'm encouraging you tonight that God is able. He's more than able. And so the word says to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So you may look at your condition tonight and think you're beyond reach. You are not beyond the reach of Almighty God. He has all power in heaven and in earth. He holds his world in his hands. The song says he meets the waters in his hands. He can take care of whatever condition your broken pieces are in, and he can fuse them back together. You know, the fact is that sometimes, again, the enemy likes to try to convince people that they have to make themselves acceptable to God. We can't do that. You know, this is what we recognize is, you know what? What we have to recognize is I'm broken. That's the best thing that are in that condition is just acknowledge I'm broken and I can't fix myself and I need God to come down and bring my broken pieces all back together. Our efforts will fail every time. In Psalms, the 34th chapter and the 18th verse, he lets us know some conditions that are necessary and what he will offer to souls that meet those conditions. In Psalm 34 and 18, it says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Oh, that's the only two conditions that you have to meet tonight. Is recognize I'm broken. I need a healing touch. And recognize God is the only one that can take my broken pieces and put them back together. So what then I offer to God is a contriteness and acknowledging that the condition that I'm in, I don't like it. And I need some help. And I'm going to lay myself before an almighty God and plead his mercy. Do you think he's going to turn you away? Do you think he's going to say, well, if it were everybody else, I could handle their case. Oh, but your case is special. No, that's the enemy that comes along to try to discourage people, to let them think that they're beyond God's reach. He said a broken heart, he is nigh. He's near to a broken heart, and he'll save those that are of a contrite spirit. Contrite means there's some sorrow, there's some remorse. Oh, but you know what? We have to meet those conditions, don't we? If we want God to bring our pieces back together, we have to bring that contrite spirit to him. You know, God is no respecter of persons. You know, sometimes we can look at live, we look at our lives and you wonder, how did I get here? How did I end up in this place? We live in a world where a lot of people, they like to blame their condition on other people. You know what? That doesn't matter to God. It's somebody else's fault that I'm in the condition I'm in. God, it doesn't matter to God. Do you meet the conditions? Do you have a broken spirit? Do you have a broken heart? Do you have a contrite spirit? What if the results of your brokenness is of your own accord? Where you can own up, and that's so uncommon in today's world for somebody to actually own up to say, yeah, I'm the man. I did it. You know what? If that's your situation tonight, God is waiting with open arms to take your broken pieces and fuse them back together. It doesn't matter if you've made whatever happened, whatever the circumstances of your life, whether it was your own doing or you can point the finger at somebody else. It doesn't matter to God tonight. He is able. He's more than able. Doesn't matter. The thing is that when he's called, he's such a loving God, isn't he? And in his love and in his pity and his compassion, he touches the hearts and lives of mankind. He creates situations in our individual lives to help people get to the point of a realization that I can't fix myself and I need some help. And there Almighty God is standing there in love and mercy and pity and compassion with open arms saying, come unto me. Come just as you are. I can take your broken pieces and I can mend them back together. The writer says that humble penitents, those that are sorrowful, are the object of God's special tender regard. So God takes special notice when there is a contriteness, when there's an acknowledgement of I need help and I'm coming, Lord, and I'm giving myself to you and I'm saying, help me. I'm sorry, the condition that I'm in. I'm sorry, and I need your help. That gets God's attention. That's the point. He takes special notice when you meet those kinds of conditions. Well, maybe you look at it and say, well, my life isn't too bad. I live pretty good. It's not as broken as you're talking about this evening, preacher. I'm pretty good. Well, there's some scriptures in Job that'll let you know about the state of mankind and where how we are when we don't have Almighty God living within us and dwelling within us and allowing him to rule and reign in our lives. When you go to the 14th chapter of Job and you look at the first verse, Job 14 and 1. What does it let us know about mankind? It says that a man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. That sounds like to me somebody that's broken. In 2026, in all the advancements that mankind has created in this world, still the only way that you can be born is of a woman. And it says that you're born of a woman, you just got a few days and you're full of trouble. So that means you're broken. It's the nature of mankind. There's a period of time. We talk about the age of accountability, but there's a point in time where God reveals to every soul the condition that they're in and know that I need fixing. I need fixing, and God is the only one that can fix me. So it said a few days and he's full of trouble. You know, time passes pretty quickly. You know, a few days, we think about think about this. Maybe you had a thought in your mind, one day I'll bring my broken pieces to God and I'll allow him into my heart and in my life. Next thing you know, a few days. And time can pass so quickly. Doesn't it pass so quickly? I used to be a teenager one day, a long time ago. And it seemed like, I remember growing up as a young person where you had all summer. And you think, you had to play outside from sun up to sundown. And then it just seemed like a few days. That seemed like a few days ago. That was well over 35 years ago. And it just seemed like it goes so quickly. So the point being, when God is calling out to you, the most important time is now. When he touches your heart, when he brings each and every one to the realization that I have a need that I can only be addressed by Almighty God, that's the time. Now is the accepted time. We can't afford to say, I'm going to put it off just a few days. because a few days, they go by so quickly. And then next thing you know, it's gone. I'm so thankful that when God came knocking on my door, and maybe you recall, I believe it's good sometimes to remind yourself of when God came knocking on your door. I'm so thankful that I responded, that I said, I'm broken. I need healing. I need you to take these pieces and put them back together. I'm so thankful that I surrendered that. At the time when I did, as a teenager, there at the chapel in Akron, Ohio, when I came and found myself at an altar of prayer. Because a few days can go by very quickly. And then you look back and what happened? I don't even want to fathom what my life would be like if I hadn't submitted and surrendered my heart to God when I did. Do you ever think about that too? Well, we are here tonight. So wherever you are tonight, you can't go backwards. So what we have to recognize is now God has given another opportunity. And we have to take advantage of it. We talk about a few days and full of trouble. How long did it take Adam and Eve to get in trouble? Huh? You know, the Bible is not definite in terms of letting us know a specific time frame. But if you read, when you read about it, it sure didn't seem like it took very long. I mean, this Almighty God coming down and communing with them in the cool of the night. And they had that personal connection in just a few days. I don't know what it was. Whatever the time frame was, they found themselves in trouble. That same thing can happen to us. In 2 Corinthians, it says, behold, the 6th chapter and the 2nd verse, it says, behold, now is the accepted time. When God comes knocking, that's the time to seek out his what he is. He's standing there with open arms. He's offering the free gift of salvation to every soul. Doesn't matter how broken your pieces are this evening. There's another verse in Job that talks about the state of man. In the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, it gives us another illustration. In case one wasn't enough, here's a second reference.
Yet man is born unto trouble.
Yet man is born unto trouble.
As the sparks fly upward.
As the sparks fly upward. No doubt, all of it, have you ever seen sparks? I'm sure we can all relate to an experience where we've noticed some sparks. Did your sparks go downward? Have you ever seen sparks go downward? It doesn't happen. As the sparks fly upward, so it's, in other words, that's just the state of humankind. Without God, we're in trouble. So he's bringing something, he's offering something to us, and we have to recognize that and take full advantage of it. These fragmented pieces, whatever it might be, you think about, is there brokenness not only in your life? Maybe you have some brokenness in some relationships. Maybe there's some relationships that are broken that you have. There's a husband and wife situations that are not ideal. That from the outside, from the surface, it looks like everything is fine. But there's some brokenness there. Bring that to God and allow him to fuse that back together. You know, sometimes there's a difficult relationships in families, with siblings, just loved ones in general. God is able to take those broken pieces and fuse them together. He's able to repair those broken relationships. Have you experienced some disappointments? Do you have some heartache? God is waiting and ready with open arms, and he wants to bring those pieces back together. There's a song. You may be familiar with this song. It says, the title of the song is, I Will Serve Thee. And the verses go like it says, heartache, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. That's the very reason why Jesus was commissioned by God to come and live on this earth. He was appointed to heal the heartache, to heal the broken pieces. Ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Oh, there's something that we need. It says your touch. We need a touch from Almighty God. All of us before we surrender ourselves to God, we need a touch from God. Your touch, the writer says, was what I longed for. You have given life to me. The very life that we have is only because of God. He's the reason. And then the songwriter went on to say, oh, when I recognize all this, when I bring my broken hearted, when I bring my heartaches, when I bring my broken pieces, I come to the realization that I'm going to serve you. I will serve thee because I love thee. You've given your life for me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. God can take those broken pieces and give us a new life. We talked about it, the transformation that takes place to a soul when they surrender their life to God. It's a miracle every time. It's the greatest miracle that is possible. I believe, sometimes we look at other situations, but that's the greatest miracle that takes place is the transformation of a soul. We're not the same people. You look back at your life. You're not the same person you used to be. You're a new creature. And that's only because of God. All that heartache, all those broken pieces, God came to set us free. Now, what about the child of God? Are you experiencing an abundant spiritual life, or is something missing? We've heard several messages in this meeting on consecration and submitting and surrendering our lives to God. You know what? In the God's design and plan for every child of God that has given their life to him, this is what his desire is. Go to John, the 10th chapter. And the 10th verse.
The thief cometh not.
It says the thief cometh not.
But for to steal.
But for to steal.
And to kill.
And to kill.
And to destroy.
And to destroy.
I am come.
I am come.
That they might have
that
life.
That they might have life.
And that they might have it.
And more, that they might have it.
More abundantly.
More abundantly. I will serve thee because I love that you've given life to me. So if we're as a child of God, if you're not experiencing abundant life, I encourage you tonight to bring that broken, those broken pieces to God and allow him to put you in a position when you completely submit yourself to God. His desire is that we have an abundant life. This was Jesus speaking here, right? He said, the thief cometh to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that you could have life and have it more abundantly. We probably sung this song in the meeting. The song, it says, happy in the Savior and happy in the Lord. Can you raise your song, your hand to that song tonight? Can you say tonight, I'm happy in the Savior, I'm happy in the Lord? If you can't do that, God has something better. Going to get a little bit closer to the child of God. Are you seeking what your divine will and purpose is for your life? Are you really seeking it? What does it take? What does it take for God to let you know what your divine will and purpose is for your life? Think about meeting conditions. Are you saved? Are you sanctified? What are you endeavoring by God's grace to live a life before Him that's a holy and a righteous life? Do you have a pure heart? What else does it take? Are you trying to get to some level where I need to be saved for a few more years. What is it? What do we have to offer God? The best thing that we have is a willingness, a pure heart and a willing mind and heart. And if we meet those conditions, can we not seek God and say, Lord, what is your divine purpose for my life? Where there's not a plateau that we get to where we say, now I'm ready, God, I'm ready to be used of you. What do we have to offer? The scripture says that our righteousness is as what? It's filthy rags. That's in Isaiah, the 64th chapter and the 6th verse. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. So if you have a pure and a sincere heart towards God, give that to Him and allow Him to reveal to you what your divine will and purpose is. I think about my own life and maybe some goals and things that I had that I desired to obtain that God didn't let me achieve until I was really, I believe I had a willing heart, but I just wasn't in the place yet where He wanted me to be in. And He did not allow me to achieve those things until I was in the spiritual place where He wanted me to be. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to get those things out of order. The most important thing is in this life is what, Lord, what is your divine will and purpose for me? So where are we tonight? Are you broken? Do you have heartache? I want you to know tonight that God is able. He's able to take those broken pieces and He is able to fuse them back together. And if you, as the child of God, find you're in a place where you're not experiencing the abundant life that God desires for you, or you having a struggle in terms of seeking Him for what His divine will and purpose is, I encourage you to come to God. And He is ready and He is willing and He is able to bring whatever we stand in need of. He can take care of it all. There's nothing that is beyond His reach. There's not a situation. There's no circumstance that we can bring to God that's going to have Him scratching His head. Even if He has to invent something for your specific case, He's able. Amen. Did He not create the world? And despite all that mankind is trying to do to destroy it, it's still going. Right. He's more than able. He's well able, the scripture says. Where are we tonight? I pray that these few thoughts have stirred your hearts. God wants to set someone free tonight. He wants to release some captive tonight that's been bound by the heartache of sin, by the chains of sin. He wants to set somebody free. He's ready and he's waiting with open arms. I appreciate your time and your attention tonight. I desire your prayers.